Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
The trial of Richard Allen is not going to be happening this week. After all, it's now been moved. We go to October. And I don't think a lot of us are surprised, but maybe a little. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Go and download that as soon as you're done watching this. Are you surprised by this, considering it was the defense? He was really pushing for the speedy trial option, and they got it. And now it's, we need a little more time here. What's your takeaway, Bob?
I'm not surprised, and I am relieved. Probably for the last month, as I was reading defense filings, that's one of the things I do on my YouTube channel. Yeah. Anything they file, I read it and explain it. It was becoming very clear to me that there was no way that they were going to be ready to present this case in terms of a defense. You know, they've got another, it's another case where they've got a third party culprit or multiple third party culprits. And it was clear that they were getting late discovery from the state, and that they were not going to have enough time to really conduct their own investigation in a way that would have been fruitful to them. So I had been calling for them to ask for the continuance. Like, they can't worry about what the public are going to be saying. Oh, see, it was a move. It was a move by the defense. A move for what?
Yeah.
I use that move in order to try to get the state to make me an offer on a case, or, you know, if it's a case that I feel is really weak, that maybe they'll dismiss the charges or nolly-pros the charges. None of that was happening. I cannot see a motive for them to run with the speedy other than to think that they thought that they would be able to go to trial. So once she said, because the way it went down is that they, of course, make the speedy demand first. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Judge Gull sets a ridiculously short trial date. Mm-hmm. She sets like 3 weeks, basically, a little less, with three of that earmarked for picking a jury, which means that her expectation was that she was requiring them, both sides, to get their cases in chief done in essentially 2.5 weeks, which is an impossibility.
Yeah.
So I think my opinion is that Gull knew that going in. And when she set that trial date, she set it very, very shortly of a very short duration, explicitly thinking that the defense would have to come in and ask for the continuance, because she just moved it right back to where it was.
Mm-hmm.
This is the trial date that was set when it was Scremin and Libredo, the two other attorneys who had taken over for Baldwin and Rosie. So I think it was a move. I think it was a strategic move by Gull to get this thing pushed. I think that she knew that they'd have to do it just because whether or not whatever discovery they're getting or not getting, just the logistics of it, because we see this email that she sent out, which the defense attached to one of their pleadings, where she's saying, when I set it for that date, that's in stone. That doesn't mean more or less. That means plan accordingly. You're going to have to be done in that time frame, period. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not extending it out. So that of course would have ultimately, had they gone and the defense is only getting one day because the state took, you know, 2 weeks and a couple of days to get their case in chief in, and the defense has no time to put on a defense, that thing's getting kicked back on appeal. Like mm-hmm. there's no question about it. So ultimately, do you want to take that risk of putting your guy in the system? Because it is awfully tough to get it back for a retrial and then to try the case again where he's already been found guilty. I mean, talk about prejudicing or, you know, causing prejudice to a defendant. You know, it would be well known that he was convicted and then retrying him again. I mean, it's a ship that sailed, you mm-hmm. know, and talking about the potential jury pool, all knowing he was already convicted, it's creating just an awful situation. So I think it was the right move. Like, I'm sure that they were upset that they had to do it, but it was unequivocally the right move. So I was relieved that it happened.
What is going to be accomplished between now and then? Obviously, there's still more discovery coming in and such, and there's still arguments of whether or not the Odinist stuff should be allowed. You know, with this extra time that's now been given, what do you expect them to be used at doing?
I think that they'll be able to properly litigate the case. Like I've said it, I say it all the time on my podcast, and I say it all the time on my YouTube. The real war in any trial is during the pretrial motion phase. Like that is when you are fighting to get the evidence in that you want in, to keep the evidence out that you think are bad facts that you want to try to keep out by filing motions to suppress or motions to quash statements. Like that's where the real war is. You know, what you're seeing at the trial is the end result of all the battles that took place prior to. So now that we have this extra 6-7 months, that is allowing them to properly litigate things. Mm-hmm. So for instance, the third party culprit stuff, which she was going to be cramming into one day,
mm-hmm.
which was supposed to take place the day the thing was continued, has now been moved to the 21st of May, mm-hmm. and she's given them 3 days. So that's going to be properly litigated. So, and I think that any of the motions that they have forthcoming, she'll be able to grant hearing dates. She'll be able to do it properly. And I think that she will. I think that it was a matter of, I don't have time to hear your stuff. I'm ruling on things without hearings because we don't have time for it. Mm-hmm. I do not have time. I've got my own call in Allen County. I don't have the time to come here for 2-3 day hearings, and now she's going to have the time to hear them. So I anticipate there will be a lot more motions that will be filed by both sides. As we know, there's all kinds of interesting things going on. You know, it came out that the state had filed something recently where they were asking for statements that were made, admissions that were made by Richard Allen to the medical staff at the prison, that those be allowed in. And he goes ahead and he names the doctor that was in there that heard these admissions. And it's come out that this particular doctor has been in all kinds of social media groups, including mine. Like she was in our Defense Diaries insider group. I don't think that necessarily is an issue, depending on what, if anything, she disclosed. And I don't know that she did. Like, I did not go back and scour my chat for the last mm-hmm. 6 months. And interestingly, she joined my chat the day of the safekeeping hearing back of June of last year, which is when all the confession stuff came out. Like that was the day that she joined our group, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So it's just, we're going to be getting more of the same and a lot of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, be prepared. I'm sure I'll be doing a ton of lives on all the filings, but it gives them time to file it both sides.
Sure.
I mean, we want this thing properly litigated so that it's only being done one time.
You think we're going to get a Franks hearing this summer? I know she's denied it several times over and over, but now, okay, stage is open. You got time to do it.
I mean, so they filed a fourth and she has not denied it. I mean, she clearly could have denied that fourth as she has denied the previous three, but she didn't. She brought it up. She said that that thing is still pending. And I think she's in a wait and see approach as to what they put on the 21st through the 23rd, you know, cause it's really the state's motion to, not allow them to bring that stuff up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the defense's burden to show that they should be able to bring it up. So we're going to get a ton of witnesses. Like I heard from multiple sources, cause this is the one hearing I couldn't make it to cause I was in New Orleans for Jazz Fest and I refused to cut my vacation short this time. Had me do on three other occasions.
Yeah.
So I stuck it out and I was glad I did it. I would have been super pissed off that I spent $1,200 on a flight to get out there only to drive there and have the thing continued. So I made the right choice, but I think she's going to wait and see. I think she's going to wait and see. And like I was starting to say, we hear that Brad Holder, who is one of the other culprits that they've named, was in the house with a lawyer. So, you know, it should be an interesting day to say the least, to see what these guys have to say. Are they going to take the fifth or are they going to get up there? Just deny, you know what I mean? It'll be fascinating. So could get that Franks.
Is there any concern about the October date and the time window that she's outlining for the trial then there as well? Cause there's also been a lot of people again saying, this isn't enough time. This isn't realistic for what we need to do this within.
I mean, a month is better than 3 weeks or, you know, 2.5 weeks. I mean, I still think it's short. I don't like that she is setting definitive timelines for end dates for a trial.
How can you do that? I guess. I mean, especially with something like this, that's not justice if you're not letting the case be argued properly.
Right. Right. Exactly. And is she going to control it by, you know, like, and it's not unusual. I've seen judges where they say, okay, I'm going to allot you X amount of time for openings and allot you X amount of time for closing. That's fair. But in terms of developing directs and cross examinations, like she should not be controlling that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if she finds that something's repetitive, she can give friendly reminders. All right, let's not beat a dead horse. That we've established what you need to establish. You know, she's got to be that arbiter. That's her job, is to oversee what's coming in and what's staying out, to keep the trial moving, but to set some kind of in stone deadline is improper in my estimation.
If there's still a lot to be said, does she have a choice to just end it and say, okay, game over, go make your decision, or it will just continue on despite her putting those deadlines in place?
I think no, she does not. I think that if she does it, I think she's absolutely, it's going to get overturned on appeal.
Yeah.
Like she just cannot shut a case down like that, like in the middle or towards the end where she's, because believe me, the defense will be putting it on the record that she's stopping the trial. And these are all the witnesses that we were going to call. And we're going to put an offer of proof of what they're going to testify to. So the appellate court can see, all right, this was substantial stuff. The defense didn't get to put up there. We're kicking it back.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not setting an end date. They're still trying to kick her off. Like there was a story that came out that they had tried to file a 24-page another motion for recusal so that, you know, she pulls herself off the case. But there in Indiana, it's weird. It's self-regulated. Like she again will get to sit on that motion and then again say, I'm not biased, even though she's writing court orders where she doesn't find them in contempt, but continues to say that they're, you know, reckless, negligent, and incompetent. And, you know, I mean, she's clearly biased.
Yeah.
You can't,
yes.
I don't know how she thinks that putting that out there isn't showing that she's bi. She thinks they're incompetent, period. Yeah. And she's allowed to think that. But once she's said that out loud for the world to know, she thinks they're incompetent. Like, mm-hmm. that's literally how she feels about them. She feels like, which is going to establish bias, mm-hmm. because she just thinks that they're not capable of doing the job. That's creating a bias.
Yeah.
It just is. So yeah. We'll see how it shakes out. There's still a lot going on with that case for certain.
Without a doubt.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.